Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in studio today. Gary Bell's out of town, so I'm going to fly solo today to make sure that you have the latest on what's going on in the legal world of personal injury. We are Bell and Pollock. We are located at Hampton and I-25 in Denver. We have offices in Steamboat. Also, if you want to have some mountain work done, we've worked throughout the entire state of Colorado, Durango, all the way up to Steamboat, all the way from the western slope to the eastern slope, Grand Junction, all the way out to the eastern slope. And we're happy to work for you and do your personal injury case. We do this show every single weekend to be able to talk to you about what goes on with respect to your personal injury life and what you want to look for, how you want to have yourself protected in the event of a car crash. Personal injury is when you get hurt as a result of the negligence of another, as another person, someone has failed to carry out their duties and responsibilities correctly, and as a result, they've experienced a personal injury. They've been harmed. And as a result of that, the question is, how do we compensate that person? How do we make them whole? How do we give them the money for the injured person, the money for the injuries they sustained, for their medical bills, for their loss of employment, for the pain and suffering they go through, for the loss of quality of life or enjoyment of life? How do we compensate them for the disabilities they have, for the things they can't do, and when they have to get other people to help them? How do we get them through the rough times? How do we help them in the event their injury is permanent? What can we do to help them with respect to what's gone on in their lives? And so what we do is, as personal injury lawyers, we first have to look to determine whether or not a person has breached a duty of care. And what do we mean by that? We all have certain responsibilities as we live in society. And those responsibilities require us to consider what is necessary to carry out our lives and everybody else's lives without causing undue danger or harm to another person. Where do we see that the most? When we get concerned about harms and injuries that might be incurred by the negligence of another, it's usually driving. I've said many times, and I'll say it again right now, driving and getting in your car and transporting yourself from one location to another, transporting your family from one location to another, doing those things is the most single dangerous thing you do every day. It's a very complicated situation when you stop to think about it, because you have yourself on the road, other people are on the road, you have young people on the road, you have older people on the road, you have people on the road that are trying to eat, that are trying to have their coffee, or they're trying to converse with the people in the car. You have people trying to correct their children in the back. You have people who are texting. You have people who are on the phone. You have people who have their minds on what they're about to do at work. You have people who are hauling things that may not be tied down correctly. You're going 30, 40, 50, 60 miles an hour. You're sometimes in stop and go traffic while people are trying to do other things. There's a lot of attention grabbers when somebody's driving their car. And when they're driving their car and when they're doing these attention grabbers, it causes a real problem for you. What's the problem? It causes a problem of a potential danger, a potential risk. And suddenly you find yourself getting hit. Somebody's run into you. Now that's the first area of personal injury law that we have to be concerned about. And it's car crashes. It's people out there. It's your long haul truck drivers who are maybe doing something else or have lost temporary attention with that huge truck that they're hauling down the road and all of a sudden runs into you. It's the driver on the road behind you who happens to look somewhere else or is trying to change lanes suddenly and the light changes. And as you stop, they ram into you. It's the driver who doesn't notice the change in the light and goes through the red light and runs into you. It's all the many different ways you can get hurt on the road. And we, as personal injury lawyers, work to get you compensated for that injury or for the injuries that you sustain. Now, let's talk a little bit about the advertising we see. We see a lot of advertising of people and other law firms on TV. A lot of them talk about how much money they get in judgments. We want to be careful because they talk about a judgment, so they're not really getting the money. They're getting a judgment. So the question is there money to pay for that judgment? You have all sorts of law firms talking about and discussing how they want to get your case and how they've been involved in personal injury cases for years and years and years, and how this caused this and this person doing this caused somebody great to be hurt. Well, anybody can be hurt. Great people are hurt. Good people are hurt. People who aren't working are hurt. People who are just living their normal daily lives can be hurt. A pedestrian can get hurt walking across the street. And we at Bell and Pollock will represent you. We'll help you recover for the losses you've sustained. We'll help you recover and make you whole for the injuries you've incurred. But understand something. The people who get hurt need to have insurance somewhere to pay for these injuries. And I have no affiliation with insurance companies. Bell and Pollock has no affiliation. We have no great feelings towards insurance companies. We're not trying to sell you insurance. We're trying to sell you and get you to be protected. And so we have no relationship to insurance companies. But think about it. You see an ad where somebody got somebody $100,000, or where a lawyer is going to go sue somebody for the injuries that put somebody when they used to be in the military, and now all of a sudden they're in a rehabilitation center, and they talk about, well, they're there because they got hit by somebody who was drinking, and was drunk driving, or was driving inattentively. What's the first thing you think of? If we're thinking of $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, who out there listening to this radio show right now, how many of you have that kind of money to pay for a judgment against you if we sued you for that? If you got sued for that because you were negligent, because you didn't properly operate your vehicle, how many of you have enough insurance or have the money to take care of yourselves in the event that event occurred? And it all comes down to insurance. It comes down to the amount of insurance you buy and what you're doing with that insurance money, or how you've protected yourself. So you've got your first round of insurance, and the first round of insurance is buying enough protection so that if you have a temporary moment of being negligent, of not carrying out your duties and your responsibilities of driving appropriately, then you have to stop and think about how you would pay for somebody else's injuries. Could you pay for somebody being in the emergency room for the night, or being in the emergency room for being under critical care for a week? Could you pay for somebody not being able to work for a year and pay their salary? Of course not. That's just something that most people don't have. The money's not there. And as people trying to work and make a living and support our families, we don't have that kind of money. In a temporary mistake, a moment of inattentiveness where we hurt somebody, how are we going to compensate them for it? How are we going to make them whole? Well, it's because we have insurance policies. Now, the state of Colorado says you have to have a $25,000, $50,000 policy. It means you have to have $25,000 per person, $50,000 per crash. And, you know, obviously, you have to get that. You can't drive if you don't have that kind of coverage. But that kind of coverage is minimal. Think about how expensive it is for medical bills nowadays. Think how expensive it is for you being able to for people having to reimburse people for their lost wages, their lost income. These are huge losses. Well, quite often they exceed $25,000. Quite often they exceed $50,000 or $100,000. Now, obviously we all have our budgets. But the first thing you have to do is you have to look and decide and try to get yourself the best insurance you can to protect you and your assets and your home and your car and your bank accounts and your family against the fact that you or your spouse or your one of your children, if they're of age, all of a sudden makes a mistake and causes a crash. And so the first thing you need to do is you need to make sure you have enough coverage to take care of that. I would suggest to you, if you can afford it, get at least $100,000, at least. If you can afford more, get more. And as it comes to, and when you start dealing with what kind of money you want for your own protection, you have something called uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage. And the uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage is something that's very important for you to have. And when we're going to talk about that after the break here, we're going to take a break in about a minute. And I want you to understand that this is a protection in your insurance. That in something called MedPay, medical payments, MedPay. Those are two protections that protect you against somebody else who may not have enough insurance to pay for your losses. And what are we saying against? Well, let's talk about it. You get hit. You, that person that hits you has a $25,000, $50,000 policy or has a $50,000, $100,000 policy. And you start realizing that's not enough to compensate me for all my area of damages, for all my losses, for my lost income, for my medical bills, for all my different out-of-pocket expenses, for my pain, my suffering, my loss of quality of life, my disabilities, the things I'm not going to be able to do in the future, the restrictions, the loss of increase in pay, my lost earning capacity that I no longer have. And you start saying, it's going to be more. And you look and go, the person who hit me doesn't have that kind of money. They don't have a big fat bank account. They don't have all these assets I'm going to be able to get a hold of. So now you're looking, you're going, how am I going to get compensated? And hopefully you have uninsured and underinsured protection. That's insurance that covers you and steps in and pays the judgment or pays the amount of money necessary from your own policy to compensate you and to make you whole. It's going to be something that you buy with your insurance. It's supposed to be automatic. You have to waive it if you don't want the uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage. And if you waive it, you've made a big mistake. That's the same thing with your MedPay. If you waive it, you've made a big mistake. We're going to talk about it right after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Brad Pollock in studio, talking to you about the basics of your insurance life and the coverage you want. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. See if you can solve this legal riddle for me. How can you get hurt twice in the same accident? Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. That's twice. As my military commander used to say, we don't have problems here, we only have opportunities. Listen, when you've been injured in a car crash, your opportunity to protect yourself and your family may come only once. That's right, only once. We always tell people, when you've been injured, you must take the proper steps at the beginning and in the middle and in the end. If you take the proper steps, you can win this war. You can fulfill that opportunity. You can protect yourself and you won't get hurt twice in the same accident. Call us, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in studio. Gary Bell is actually in Steamboat. He's working on a case up there. And so I'm covering the radio for him today, flying solo. We're Bell and Pollock Law Firm. You can get us at championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900, a very easy number, 303-795-5900. We're talking about uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage today and adequate insurance coverage for yourself. What brings us to that topic? It's going to be something you're probably going to hear about next week because the state of Colorado has enacted a new law to talk about the pitfalls or to protect you against potential pitfalls in collecting your uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage. And the requirement that you have in every one of your policies to cooperate with the insurance company. Now, I want to make sure we're all square on what we're talking about, because I've been talking about in the first segment what kind of coverage you get from or how you pay for being injured or injuring somebody else in a car crash. The duty to cooperate in insurance policy is there with respect to your home insurance. It's there with respect to your car insurance. It's there with respect to any insurance you might get from an insurance company. It's always going to have a provision within the insurance policy of your duty to cooperate. You must cooperate with the insurance company. And insurance companies watch for that because they try to find ways to make sure if they can, to say you didn't cooperate. Now we don't have to pay you for your losses, although we insured you for those losses. That's especially true when we start talking about some basics in your home policy, in your home insurance policy. So all of you out there listening, if you have a home insurance policy, you're going to want to talk about, and you're going to want to listen to next week's show where we talk about the duty to cooperate. And we talk about how you want to do and carry out cooperation and with the insurance company, and what the insurance company now has to do to be able to pull that defense against you, and saying all of a sudden you find out your own insurance company. That's right. Your own insurance company isn't going to cover you because they say you didn't do what they required you to do or what they wanted you to do to cooperate with respect to your loss. Also, with respect to the car insurance and everything I talked about earlier, we're going to, it also applies to negligence cases. All negligence cases to injuries on private property, to injuries on public property. It can apply to all that when you start trying to talk about where's your protection. How do you get protected in the event you're hurt? And a lot of times how you're going to get protected in the event you're hurt starts with taking care of yourself long before the crash ever occurred, long before you ever fell on somebody's property, long before you ever had the incident that occurred that's going to cause your injuries. And at Bell and Pollock, we put together a game plan. We sit down with you. We talk to you. We can do any way you want to talk. If you want to talk on the phone, we can talk to you on the phone. If you want to talk by video conference, we can talk to you on video conference. If you want to talk in person, we can talk to you in person. We observe all the necessary guidelines and safety measures necessary in this day and age of COVID to make sure that you're not exposed to anything. You come in, you sit down and talk to us. Fine, we can do 6-foot distancing. We'll keep masks on. We'll do whatever is necessary to make sure that we can help protect you. So if you have a personal injury, if you've been injured as a result of the negligence of another, you can contact us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. We're available in any one of those. We have an interactive website. You can ask your questions over the website. You can arrange to meet with us over the website. We have taken care of people in cases where they've never once stepped foot in our office. That's fine. We've taken care of people in Colorado Springs, in Pueblo, in Durango. We've taken care of people in Steamboat Springs and all the mountain towns. And what it takes is putting together a game plan for you on your unique set of circumstances so you understand what your protections are, so you understand what you're entitled to recovery, you understand how you're going to make your life acceptable and better as a result of an injury so that you're not living with the losses that occurred and you get recovery. Now, I talked earlier about making sure you have uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage. What is that coverage? That's coverage that pays for your injuries in the event the person that hurt you or the group or the company or the entity that hurt you doesn't have any insurance or doesn't have enough insurance to pay for your injuries. That's where you get your own uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage to step in and pay for those losses. That's very important that you have it. A lot of agents, when trying to sell you a policy, they want to dangle a number in front of you. Look how low your premium will be. I'll have you covered. We'll meet all requirements of the state. Look how low your premium will be. But you've got to look at it in a different way. If an agent's doing that and is trying to get you to give up or waive your uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage, you're now placing your safety, you're now placing your ability to recover, you're now placing your protections of your home and your family and all the assets you've got in the hands of all the strangers out there in cars, all the people who are driving. You're placing it in the hands of the 16, 17, 18-year-old person who's driving. You're placing it in the hands of every person who's driving that decides that it's okay to text or use the phone or do other things while they're driving. Because you now have stated, I am deciding that my protection will come from them, will come from the other people who are negligent and harm me. I'm deciding that my protection will come from the person who has an unsafe obstacle on their property or an unsafe event on their property that's going to cause me injury. Because I've decided I'm not going to do anything to protect myself. And when you look at the amount of money it costs to have the uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage, it's so important they have it. Because when you see, once again, when you watch these commercials and everybody talks about what great amount of money they've got for everybody, and they're all talking about their great recoveries, the money has to be somewhere. And so when you see a commercial of somebody got me $200,000, $400,000, $500,000, where'd they have the money? Do you have $500,000 to pay in the event you make a mistake? Do you know anybody in your life who has $500,000 just to write out a check in the event they made a mistake? My bet is most of you don't. And if you do, it's very few that do. Instead, the protection comes in insurance, and you have to make sure you have the uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage insurance. That's where the money is coming from. It's coming from your own insurance to cover you in the event you're negligent, and it's coming from the uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage. It's coming from commercial companies and trucking companies who have requirements to carry certain amounts of insurance. It's coming from all those different entities. And what they're doing is they're looking to see, the first thing they're looking to see is, do you have coverage and how much? And the insurance company is not going to pay more than that. They're not going to pay in excess. So you want to make sure you're protected. You also want to have MedPay. MedPay is a very important bit of coverage for you. And if you need a summary of this, if you miss part of the show, if you want to know what's going on, you can call us 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com. championsofthepeople.com. We do this show to protect you, to keep you knowing what's going on, to keep you advised of what's happening, to let you know what your protections are. So let's talk a little bit. We'll talk about it more next week. Let's talk a little bit about what happens when you have a crash, when you get hurt, when you're trying to collect on your own policy. There is a provision in the policy, and I'd be willing to bet most of you have never read all of your policies. And truth of the fact is, I haven't read all my policies. I've read a lot of policies, but I haven't read my own. I've read them on behalf of people I've represented. But the point of it is that we know that all policies have within them, all insurance policies have within them a duty to cooperate. That means you have to work with the insurance company. You have to cooperate with the insurance company. I'm not talking about the insurance company on the other side. I'm not talking about the other person's insurance company. I'm talking about having to cooperate and work with your own insurance company and to be able to and work with them. And the question is how do you avoid, how do you make sure that there is not going to be a failure to cooperate defense where your own insurance company will look at you and say, we're not paying for your losses. And I do not want any of you to sit and say, well, you know, I've been buying insurance from my company for the last 20 years, and my kids buy from them, and my relatives buy from them, and my spouse buys for them. I buy from them through my company, and so I'm sure they take care of me. The answer is no. Insurance companies don't have loyalty like that. They don't look and say, we're going to go ahead and pay for this person's losses, injuries, and damages because they've been a good customer forever. They look and they do the basics. Do you have a policy in force right now? How much is that policy in force? Are you cooperating with us? And do you prove your damages? So don't be thinking at all that you can suddenly, just because you have a lifelong relationship with this insurance company, have the insurance company step in and protect you. That won't work. What you're going to have to do, if you would sustain a loss, an injury, something that's recoverable from the insurance company, you want to call us. Bell and Pollock. Call us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. Call us before the injuries. Call us before the losses. Talk to us about what kind of coverage you should have. We'll discuss it with you. But what you're going to get from us is what you heard on this radio show. You need to get coverage, and you need to get it in the maximum amount that you can afford and that they'll sell you. And then when there's an injury, you need to get a hold of a lawyer so you can go through the necessary hoops that the insurance company is going to force on you to be able to recover for yourself. Even if somebody else caused the injury, that's fine. You may be trying to recover from them. But you also want to make sure that you're honoring your policy so that if the other person doesn't have enough coverage, if they don't have enough money, if they can't protect you and pay for all of your injuries, damage, and losses, you can get it from your own insurance company. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in the studio. You can call us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or Champions of the People. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. How does this job ad sound to you? $10,000 a week. What do you think? You got to work 24/7. You get no vacation, no breaks, no benefits. You can't go home at 5. You can't get another job. You can't leave. You can't quit. No retirement, no promotions, no pay increases, no bonuses. Guess what? That's exactly how an injury goes. You've been injured in a car crash. You just inherited a brand new career. What about the pain? What about the numbness? What about the alteration of lifestyle? You just inherited a new career. Want the job? Call us, Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock in studio. Gary Bell's in the steamboat working on a case. Not available to talk to us today or talk to you today. And today has been a general explanation of the insurance coverage you want to have, why you want to look into having not only protection of for your own assets, for your own life, which is protection of how am I going to be able to pay in the event I cause injury to somebody else, but also protection of your own assets in your own life in the event somebody causes injury to you and you find out they don't have enough insurance, enough coverage to be able to pay for your injuries, damages, and losses. And it may not seem very important right now, but I promise you, when you are out of work and when you don't have a steady paycheck and when you don't have income, and couple that with the fact that you have medical bills coming in and you have, even if you have insurance, you have your co-pays, you have your deductibles, and you have all those expenses, you're going to find out that you want to have the necessary coverage. So I want you to be able to look at that coverage. I want you to figure out what your coverage is. I want you to make sure you're protected. And next week, we're going to talk to you about ways to protect yourself against the failure to cooperate defense that insurance companies do, because they do have a failure to cooperate defense they'll use to avoid paying you. They want to jump you through hoops. They want to see if you do all these things so they can avoid paying you if you don't meet those hoops, and they can make that defense, or at least make it so hard that you're willing to negotiate for less than what you're entitled to, because that's part of their game plan. At Bell and Pollock, you'll get our game plan. We'll work with you to customize your game plan to make sure you're protected. Call us 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com. We'll talk to you next week.